welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Blair Oaks Falcons. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune. And before Greg and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage.
Let's take a quick look back at last week's 56-14 win against School of the Osage. Strong performance in the second half. What'd you like that you saw when you went back and looked on film?
Well, our start was really good. We got to stop. We got to score. Start the game. That's one of the essentials for us. Then we did it again in the second half. So we do that. That's 14 points. We enjoy that. But I think the biggest thing I saw is we went in with a little bit of tentativeness, and I don't think we were really at our Christmas and our crispness in the first half. It seemed like we were waiting for something to go wrong, and second half it seemed like we came out like our hair was on fire, and we played like I've seen the Blair Oaks Falcons play. I think we had to get our confidence back a little bit, if that makes sense. But second half, we played some really good football on both sides, all three phases of the game in the second half. I was really impressed with the second half.
You know, the Blair Oaks is a program that has not lost back-to-back games in the same season since 2007. And one of the things I've always noticed when a team has lost in the regular season is, you know, they've always found a way to come back with a strong effort. I mean, how much of an emphasis did you all put on last week to, like, hey, you know what, it was a good game against Lutheran North. Let's find a way to get back in the win column.
Well, first, you got to reflect on any time you get a loss, win, whatever. You've got to go back. What did we do right? What did we do that we need to clean up? So I think, you know, when you go up with a loss, there's a lot more, oh, my gosh, something's going wrong because we didn't win. And that can be... Yeah, it can come from all different avenues. But as coaches, we tried to say that, you know, we played a really good football team. A really good football team. And we were right there. We had some self-inflicted wounds that helped us not win that football game. And I think that's the reason for the tentativeness. I don't think anybody was wanting to make that mistake that was going to cost us. And then once it decided, hey, just make your reads and play the game the way you've done it since the fourth grade, that's when we relaxed. And I think it was more a combination of clean it up, but also that apprehension of, oh my goodness, we lost. I want us to win. And there's a really fine line there of, hey, play to win or play not to lose. And I think in the first half we were playing more not to lose. In the second half we were like, we're playing to win.
And this week you're playing a California team that's literally one play away from being off to a 3-0 start. What have you seen from the Pintos on film?
Same thing you always see from California. Hard-nosed, tough kids that just get after it like crazy. They play their hearts out. They really got, they, you know, probably have them either the talentedest or second most talentedest player in the league. You know, he can break it at any time. They don't make any excuses about it. That's the guy they're going to try to hit the ball to. But then they got a couple of other backs that just do a phenomenal job. They, you know, they're playing with confidence. Last week they forced a lot of turnovers, so you can see on defense they're excited about playing defense. It's a game that we look forward to every year, but this one added a little bit more too, as we got a little history here. So we're excited about playing this game.
All right, that was Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage. Greg, it's not often that I can say that a 56-14 win is kind of a deceptive 56-14 win, but that was kind of a little bit of the case last week against Osage, wasn't it?
It was a little close for comfort for the first 23 minutes and 45 seconds for Blair Oaks.
Okay.
I mean, okay, let's go back 2 weeks to the Lutheran North game. And in last week's podcast, I flat out came out and said the reason Blair Oaks lost is because they had three goal-to-ghost drives and came up with no points on
right.
any of them. I mean,
right.
Three missed field goals, but I would argue at least two of those possessions should have resulted in touchdowns. Now all of a sudden you're up 20-14 in the final minute of the second quarter against Osage. Yeah, you're going to receive the ball to start the second half, but man, you need a touchdown here. They get down to the three. Tyler Bax gets sacked all the way back to the 11-yard line on third down, so now you're facing fourth and goal from the 11. And Blair Oaks calls a timeout. And I'll tell you what, I really thought this was the play of the game, was that You have two sophomores. You have a Tyler Bax. Really, I mean, he whipped this pass in there really hard to running back Hayden Lackman, who caught the ball just inside the goal line for an 11-yard touchdown. And I mean, you know, Coach LePage was really happy with that play because, A, you have two underclassmen making it. They're going to be around for another 2 years after this. And to me, you get that momentum. You score with 15 seconds left in the first half. You get the ball to start the second half, and you score on, four straight possessions. So, really, you go on a, let me do the math here, 36-0 run to end the game. Yeah. So, I mean, it was close for half the game, and then one play I thought really just propelled Blair Oaks to a huge blowout win.
And I think that's the thing that we've seen from the Falcons in the past is that, you know, it seems like when there are those key moments in games, they're the one that comes up with it, and it almost becomes not self-perpetuating, but I imagine if you're Osage and you see something like that happen, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, we've put ourselves in a position where we want to be, then all of a sudden now we're down. It can be demoralizing, and frankly, it sounds like, you know, it's hard to stop that momentum once it does start.
It was. Like I said, they have to get over this thing where they get inside the five and just struggle to get those last few yards. Yeah. So to me, it was huge that they were, I mean, if you have another goal-to-go drive that ends with 0 points, I think that, I mean, I still think they win this game, even if they don't score. But, man, it you don't feel good about it because you had another drive come up empty where you should have gotten some points. I'll tell you what, I mean, to me what impressed me the most about that pass was how hard Tyler Bax threw it. Again, he showed that he could run the ball a lot in week one. I think he really showed off his arm with that pass. And the fact that you had a sophomore running back catch it so well. And to me, the most impressive stat of the night was that so many different guys got involved. You know, Tyler had more than 50 yards rushing. Eli Luckett had his first 100-yard rushing performance with Blair Oaks. Hayden Lackman rushed for another 60, 70 yards. But what impressed me most was he caught more than 100 yards receiving. And that's pretty impressive out of the running back position. So I think to me they showed that they have like four or five guys that are very capable of having huge games. And it was kind of cool to see that four or five of them all had big games in the same game.
Right. And on the flip side of it, I mean, we talked last week, you know, this is an Osage team that might be the second best team in the conference. And if you're the defense and you hold them to two scores, yes, it was close for a little while, but you kept it from getting close ever again after that point by just limiting it to those two scores.
I know people might laugh as I say that because Osage right now is 0-3. Let's not forget they then reeled off 7 wins in a row last year. After watching the scores from week one, you know, Southern Boone might be up there in the conversation for second best team. But I'll tell you what, Aiden Williams ran like crazy. I mean, he had 152 yards rushing. I know he didn't get a touchdown, but man, I'll tell you what, if you rush for 152 yards against this Blair Oaks defense, put that on a resume. That was an impressive running performance by him. I think what probably was frustrating the most was that he had a long run in the second half, and then that drive stalled out, and Osage didn't get any points. And Osage had a couple of nice touchdown plays to start the game and really get things going against Blair Oaks. Once Blair Oaks got the momentum, man, the defense really fed off what the offense did and was able to get a lot of stops in the second half.
So the Falcons are now 2-1, 1-0 in Tri-County Conference play. They've got another, you know, kind of another circle the date on the calendar game coming up this week.
It is California week.
It's California week. They'll come to the Falcon Athletic Complex for the 7 o'clock game tonight, and that is one of those where you go, okay, you know, this game's always one you kind of get excited about, and it's also, this is a year where, you know, California's 2-1. Now, granted, they lost last week in their conference opener, so they're 0-1, you know, losing a tough 27-20 overtime game to Southern Boone. But again, you know, I think your preview said it in this morning's goal line section that I think they're, you know, they're a play away from being 3-0. You know, you could have it be instead of two and one teams, you could have a 3-0 team and a 2-1 team in this game.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think the lead to that story was, you know, Blair Oaks was a couple of scoring drives away from being 3-0. California was literally one play away from being 3-0. And the thing that impresses me the most about California is it wasn't long ago where they had that 10-plus game losing streak that spanned two seasons. And if you look, in three of the past four seasons, they've started the year off by winning their first two games. And I think this would have been the first time in that stretch where they would have won three games. Just a great effort against Southern Boone. I think they intercepted four passes.
Okay.
Problem was they fumbled about two or three times, and one of them happened to come in overtime that allowed Southern Boone to win and not have a second overtime period. But, you know, in watching California, you know, there's a lot of, you know, Aiden Bryant, I mean, he's a senior, gosh, as talented as he is, it feels like he's been there longer than
right.
4 years.
Right.
And that was one of the things that Coach LePage pointed out to his players. Like, this kid has scored a touchdown every time they've played us. He's had big games when he plays us. So
yeah.
We definitely, I mean, he's going to be their go-to guy. The thing that I liken this California team to maybe an Osage team from the past year or two in regards to that, they can get the ball to like five or six different guys that can are capable of having big games. I think, you know, I've already talked about Aiden Bryant. You've got Tyler Oden. They each have had a rushing touchdown in each of the three games. You know, Brooks Volkart and Colin Althoff both have multiple rushing touchdowns. So it's a veer flexbone offense that really gets a lot of people involved. Yes, Bryant is going to be the focal point. But if you try to take him out of the mix, they've got three or four other guys that they can easily get the ball to. And Walker Friedmeier, quarterback, can also run with the ball. I mean, I think he had a 75-yard carry last week. So,
okay.
You know, it's one of those things where you want to key in on Aiden Bryant. But if you key in on him, they're going to make you pay with the other four guys. So you really have to know your assignment and really have gap integrity in this game.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we've talked enough about in the past couple weeks about the Blair Oaks defense. I think they're suited enough where they can meet that challenge. So I think it's one of those things where you look at it and go, okay, so now we need to flip it and go, okay, is the California defense going to be able to have any success against the Blair Oaks offense? And you go, granted, last week they gave up 27, but we gave up 27 to, and now we maybe think a pretty good Southern Boone team. So I don't know what we take away from that, because it's also a California team where, if you look at it, where, you know, they only gave up 3 points in week two and they gave up 0 points in week one. Now, granted, that's Willow Springs in week one and Fulton in week two. So, you know, I think it's probably more along the lines of a team that maybe, you know, maybe prone to giving up, you know, in the range of 20 to, you know, 21 points a game rather than the 3 points they gave up in the first two games.
Honestly, that was one of the questions I posed to Coach LePage was, they won in routes, like you say, against Willow Springs and Fulton. You're not going to get a whole – you knew going into the season that they were probably going to win both those games.
Right.
So really, I was like, okay, so I know you watch film from every game, but did it really feel like maybe watching them against – Southern Boone gave you a best idea of how they're going to look tonight? Because, again, you know, it's like when if back in the day when Blair Oaks beat Versailles 70-0 in back-to-back games. Would opponents really learn a lot from Blair Oaks down the road if they watch those two films? No, probably not really. I mean, you're going to learn some, but you're not going to learn a whole lot because they just won those so convincingly. You know, it really just an off night for Southern Boone, who they had scored in the 40s in each of their first two games against Odessa and Mexico. Odessa is a state-ranked team. You know, and they've got great – honestly, we talk about Aiden Bryant on offense. We're going to talk about him on defense. He had 14 tackles last week.
Okay.
He had one of those four interceptions. Brooks Volkart, another guy that goes both ways, had three interceptions. They've got a lot of great guys. And Colin Althoff, we've already mentioned him on offense. He led them in tackles on defense with 17 at the linebacker position. So that's to me, that's going to be the big key is we talk about how Blair Oaks, for being a Class 3 school, takes pride in the fact that they have got most of their players are one-way starters. You're going to have a couple that start both ways, like a Nick Kloss or maybe even a Joey Wilde. But you've got a California team that's going to have a lot of guys playing both ways. So I'll be curious to see, you know, how much that takes a toll on them. I know it's week four. They've been doing that for 3 weeks. But, again, as we mentioned, you know, they're going to get some breathers in those first 2 weeks when they get huge leads. What's it going to be like in the second half against this Blair Oaks team for those guys that are playing both ways?
Yeah. The other team that factors into whether or not anybody gets any breathers is team health at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're officially at that third of the season point or the third of the regular season point. So, I mean, you know, it seems like it's gone pretty quickly, but we got the first third done. How's the Falcons' health stand at this point, a third of the way into the season?
You know, talking with Coach LePage, they were without Carson Lubering last week. Turns out he suffered a torn meniscus in the Lutheran North game in week two, and he's likely out for at least the rest of the regular season, if not into the playoffs.
Okay.
And that's, He was an all-state defensive lineman as a freshman. You know, Aiden Luckett's going to step up and start in his place again on the D-line. Caden Schulte, hopefully he should be back this week on the O-line for Blair Oaks. And the reason why that may be big is because it sounds like Justin Atnip, who had an ankle injury against Osage, is going to be a game-time decision. So if he can't go, that gives Caden Schulte an opportunity to step up and get some playing time for the first time this year on offense. So, again, you know, probably – if you take a look, Blair Oaks hasn't suffered a ton of early season injuries, but you also have to look at who they've played the first 3 weeks. And the good thing about them is not only do they have a lot of one guy starting only on one side of the ball, they've got great depth at those backup positions. So, like I said, I mean, it hurts losing an all-state player like Carson Lubrin, but, you know, Aiden Luckett, you know, fills in just nicely with an already very talented defensive line that Blair Oaks has. So, I was going to say the other thing that Blair Oaks fans may take note from this upcoming game is, you know, taking a look at California. Coach Kenny Grubb, he's a new head coach at California. He was the defensive coordinator at Mexico. And a lot of people might remember that 49-14 loss to Mexico in the district title game 2 years ago. So really that was one of the interesting things is, you know, when you come in on Monday, you're obviously thinking, focusing on California game film. Well, Coach LePage brings in that game film from that game in 2021 because he's like, hey, they're coming in, they're running a lot of these looks. And you take a look at that defense, 9 of those players in that 2021 game are going to be playing Friday night. So it's one of those things like, you know, what are you going to learn from that game 2 years ago as you face – a familiar offense and familiar, what are you going to learn from that loss?
So I guess other than predicting that you better arrive early for this one so that you don't have to fight all the inevitable, you know, hordes of people that will be coming to this one, what's your prediction for tonight's contest?
Gosh, that's a tough one. I kind of want to play something really quick here, Tony. Hold on.
They do. I think they win this one, and I'm going to say Blair Oaks wins 56-14.
Oh, man, that was the final score of last week's game, so I actually got one right, doggone it.
Wow.
So, you know, I get it right once every 3 years probably, so I got that one out of the way. You know, this California team is going to score at least a couple of touchdowns. I think the biggest question mark is, what does the Blair Oaks offense do? Do they get going from the get-go like we kind of saw with the Maryville game, or is it something that trickles along and you get better as you play over time? So I think this is a game where the offense, you know, kind of gets back on the right track, and I think they win this one. I'm going to say 49-21.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Greg Jackson on Twitter at ActionJackson05. That's Action JAXON05. Thanks for listening.